the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And sure, it's mid-May, but thoughts of trees losing their leaves, thoughts of the pigskin flying in the air and sweater weather is on the mind right now, Lundy, because the NFL has officially released their 2021 schedule and the week one lines. Guess what? They're already up. So we can get in on some of the action that's out there. And a couple of them immediately jumped off the screen when I saw them this morning preparing for the podcast. I love the Fighting Footballs at home -1.5 against the L.A. Chargers. I kind of like the Jets and the Sam Darnold Bowl in Carolina catching +4.5. We'll see about Zach Wilson and how he develops during training camp and the preseason. Indianapolis -2.5 against Seattle at home. But my favorite line, bar none, Jacksonville going to Houston. Probably not going to have Deshaun Watson under center. The Jaguars, of course, going to be trotting out the Golden Locks, the Golden Boy, Trevor Lawrence under the direction of Urban Meyer, all the upgrades they've made across the board. The Jags are laying just 1.5 against the hapless Texans, who I'm convinced may not win more than 2 games this year. So any of those strike your fancy?
You're psychotic. Do you know that? Look, there is absolutely no reason on May 12th.
Values, Lundy, values.
I've still got my Cinco de Mayo hangover a week later for you to be doing this. Look, Trevor Lawrence could get run over by one of those trolleys in, like, St. Petersburg. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. How the hell am I supposed to figure out these week one lines with you right now? And by the way, I don't want my money tied up for the next 4 months. I want it in my account so that I can win, baby, win.
Or piss it away, which is what we've been doing already this week.
If you go ahead and make the bets this early, it's sort of like putting your money in like a 6-month CD at the bank, isn't it?
Yeah, except you're not getting the 1.5% interest. I think that's what a CD is drawing
anymore. That's exactly what it is. No, I would agree with you on the Jacksonville. All kidding aside, I would agree with you on the Jacksonville spread just because I think you're right. I think we could go ahead and fast forward to April of 2022 and the Houston Texans are on the clock.
Yeah, I think that's a distinct possibility. I mean, it could be Mills, the rookie quarterback, or whoever, Tyrod Taylor, starting week one for the Texans. It's just dire straits right now in that part of the country. Look, if you want to get in on all of the week one NFL action or anything else, you need to do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And big names are headlining this weekend's UFC 262 card, from Nate Diaz to Michael Chandler. There will be no shortage of action. And DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. One fighter will be walking away with a belt. Will you be walking away with the cash? Just pick the main event fighter you think will win, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-1 odds on that fighter. That's right. Bet $1 on select fighters, and if they win, you win $100. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on a main card fighter to win. Place your bet and watch the fist fly this weekend. That's code FTN to turn $1 into $100 on select main card fighters for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey and Ann Arbor, Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this Hockey Hump Day edition of the pod, let's get to it with the Fade Five.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy, give us a brief recap of the very light slates in the NHL and divulge, please, your first pick
on the
well,
ice.
Well, yesterday, two games. So, you know, we set up the pod. We got the fade five rolling. I'm in charge of number five and number four. So yesterday was pretty easy because we only had two games to choose from. We went 1-1. We said that Boston and Washington were not going to do diddly squat. And that was exactly what happened. And over under of 5.5 goals, the final score was 2-1. So we did just fine there. Vancouver let us down, thinking that perhaps north of the border, up in America's hat, that they would get things done. They did not. They got their butts handed to them 5-0. So let's get back on the horse. 1-1. I'm not going to complain. I'll take batting 500 because every now and then you pop yourself a winner. Let's see if we can do it on a hockey hump day. Toronto taking on Ottawa today. Again, the Leafs have claimed the North Division. They've clinched it. They've got everything locked in. Ottawa is out of it. This to me feels like a repeat of what we talked about yesterday with Boston and Washington. You know, Ottawa doesn't have a whole hell of a lot to play for. They're ready to get their golf clubs out and enjoy the offseason. Whereas Toronto, same thing. They want to make sure nobody gets hurt. They're getting prepared to be able to move on to the Stanley Cup playoffs. So this one, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to go under on the total, which is way too high right now. 6.5 goals in a game that is meaningless for these two teams. They might, it could be a 6-goal game, but I still think this is way too high. I'm going to take the under with two teams that are going in opposite directions. One of them making plans for the postseason. The other one's making plans for going fishing.
Lundy with an emphatic under straight out of the gate.
Number four.
All right, one pick down, one more to go. What else do you like in the NHL tonight, amigo?
Well, there is a couple of games left on the docket for two teams that are waiting to see exactly where their seeding is going to be. We talked about this back on Monday. It was the really the game of the month, if you will, because of everything that was on the line between Colorado and Las Vegas. The Avs got the victory over the Golden Knights. Both of those teams in action now tonight. If the Avs win out, then they are the top seed, and they have the opportunity to have home ice through those first couple of rounds, and they are at home taking on the LA Kings. So we're going to jump on Colorado in regulation to beat the Kings at home, because obviously the Avs have a lot to play for. They want that top seed. Vegas is on the road taking on San Jose, but I think this is another one where Vegas will handle them, because the Golden Knights do understand that they still can wind up with that top spot if the Avs were to slip up. So we're going to take both of those teams to win in regulation. We're going to parlay that together. Ooh, it's a twofer on a Wednesday at a plus 146. So again, two heavy favorites, but we're going to take them to win in 60 minutes, and we're going to put them together at a plus 146 as these two teams in the West try to jockey for who's going to be top seed come playoff time.
Ooh, Daddy Like gets seduced by that juice.
Number three.
All right, it's time for the MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight Player Prop of the Day in the National Basketball Association, presented by, who would have thunk it, MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Have an MKFing good time tonight. All you got to do is this. Fire off that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you do, as a new user, you get a free $5 game on the house. It's just you against the house on all of your favorite player props. Points, rebounds, assists, even fantasy points. Slap them together, packs of two, all the way up to six. The more you hit on the more or less or the over the under, the more cash you stuff into your pockets. Go there right now and have a blast of an evening. They even got NHL stuff, so if you want to follow Lundy's selections there, or maybe he's got a little bonus time player prop available later on, you can do so at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. One guy who's not going to be playing tonight, he's, you know, and I mean that in the metaphorical sense, he's definitely going to be playing, and he's going to be piling up the points in the process. That is one Trae Young of the Atlanta Hawks. Ka-ka! Going to be flying high tonight, Lundy, against the Washington Wizards. Why? The Wizards don't exactly like to play a whole lot of defense, particularly against the guard position. That is an area of concern. That is an area of weakness, and a lot of teams have taken advantage of it, including Young, not once, but twice, and that's why I like him on the over. 27.5 points, by the way, at DraftKings Sportsbook is at a minus 118 juice against the Wizards. In two prior matchups against Washington, he went for 41 points and 36 points, crushing and sailing past this 27.5 point line. He's been over 27.5 points at 4 of his last 6 games. And again, I mentioned the defensive woes of Washington. Let me back it up with some numbers. The Wiz, number 20 in adjusted defensive efficiency on the season. And according to the FTN Daily Advanced DVP tool, Mr. Lundy, this is the best, the supreme matchup for a scorer in the NBA. That's great news for Mr. Young. So, fade or follow, again, Kaka the Hawk, Trae Young, over 27.5 points against the Wiz.
Oh, absolutely. Dude, combined in the two games, 77 points. That's how much he's managed to log against them in a couple of matchups this season. So, yeah, I even though this is above what his season average is, and I think somebody just looking at the surface would say, hey, wait a minute, this is a little bit too high. But you got to dive into those matchups. And as you said, the FTN
Advanced
numbers,
DVP tool.
Yeah, that tells you that this is the right kind of matchup for him. So ignore the season average. Just look at the particular matchup. Look at what he's done against this team already. And I like this for him to be able to get up and over this total. Might be a little bit close. Maybe it's 29. Maybe it's 30. But I really think this is a solid number to jump off with on a player prop.
Yeah, Young is going to deliver the goods tonight against Washington.
Number two.
All right, staying in the NBA, and a random name I'm going to toss out at you, somebody we have not featured in this space the entire NBA season, but we're going to do it right now. Willie Hernan Gomez of the New Orleans Pelicans. Remember, no Zion Williamson. He's out with that fractured finger. I like the over on the 22.5 PRA against the Dallas Mavericks, Lundy. And, of course, that PRA stands for points, rebounds, and assists. Hernan Gomez, in his last 8 games, he's played at least 22 minutes over that stretch and has gone over his proposed 22.5 PRA total in 4 of those 5 games. He did face Dallas not once, but twice earlier this season. He had a total of 12, well short of the proposed total, but only in 18 minutes. Then he had 22 in 22 minutes in the most recent matchup. So right there at that line. Again, with the uptick in playing time and overall usage, I think he's going to finish in that probably likely the 26 to 30 range where he's been comfortably again the last handful of contests. And you look at Dallas, middle of the pack, in terms of adjusted defensive efficiency on the season, number 17. And again, using the FTN Daily Advanced DVP tool, right smack dab in the middle, number 15, this matchup is for a center in the NBA. So Willie Hernan Gomez over 22.5 on the PRA against the Mavs. Fade or follow.
I will follow on this one as well, just because I always enjoy when you break out the excellent pronunciation across the names. Now, of course, those of you that were listening to yesterday's podcast know that Brad was having a lot of fun with Mr. Lopez, and that didn't really
go. Yeah, he was not having a lot of fun on the mound, though, for me, unfortunately.
That didn't go so well. So let's get back on that horse. I like this matchup for Hernan Gomez. I think this is an opportunity, because we're looking at a PRA, for him to get up and above this number. I really think those of you that have not tried out the player props that are the PRA, where you're combining everything together, yeah, you're talking about a big number. You got to pay attention to some things, but obviously it means all of a sudden somebody's cleaning the glass. Boom, they can hit that number. They get the points. Boom, they can hit that number. So PRAs are fun, and I think this one with Hernan Gomez with the Pels is a solid shot.
Yeah, and he's a guy that's usually good for double-digit rebounds. So ride with Willie Hernan Gomez.
Number one.
All right, let's go to Major League Baseball. We got a few day games today, but we're going to look at one under the prime time lights. And I'm going to focus on a team run total, and it's those embarrassing Detroit Tigers. And I'm going to take the under. God, it's hard being a Detroit fan right now. You know the Lions are going to be dreadful. They're going to royally suck, and the Tigers are equally as bad. So Detroit under 3.5 runs, -108 against the Kansas City Royals. Danny Duffy, who was on the bump for KC, has been dealing all season long. 3 earned runs or fewer in 6 starts this season. 1 earned run or less in 5 of those 6 starts, including one against Detroit, which back on April 25th, he twirled 5 shutout innings and struck out 8 Tigers, rendering them clawless in that contest. Detroit this season, dead last in Major League Baseball, Lundy, in OPS. And again, drilling down a little bit more on Duffy, 10.09 K per nine so far this season, a sparkling 2.52 walks per nine rate. And he's got the 16th lowest contact percentage at 71.6% of any starter in Major League Baseball. So you tally it all up, I don't see the Tigers, unless the Royals bullpen swallows a stick of dynamite late, I don't see him getting to the four run or more mark. So again, under Detroit, 3.5 runs, -108 against KC. Fade or follow?
Detroit, I got your back. I'm going to fade you on this one. I think they hit four. I think it is they sneak just above it. Maybe it's a bullpen thing. Maybe it's just that, frankly, I feel bad for Tigers fans because I sit here as a Rockies fan. And we all seem to be swirling around the same toilet bowl together, just waiting to be released from this personal hell.
You got the Nuggets.
I got the we got some. But, man, I mean, being a Rockies fan, now you're kind of got the bag over your head right now with a little eye holes cut out, yep, like you always see, and that's kind of what you are. And I feel like the Tigers are the same way. So tell you what, D-Town, I got your back on this one. I'm gonna fade Mr. Evans. I think you lose. Oh yeah, you're gonna lose, but I think you could score four runs, so I'm gonna fade Brad.
I'm gonna say Detroit's more of a flaming bag, Lundy, so I think that under is going to apply here. All right, it is a hockey hump day. You already gave me a couple of selections. Any bonus time for our listeners out there?
Yeah, let me give you a trio of bonuses here we sign off. Let's start with, if you talked about some afternoon baseball going on. There's actually, depending upon the time zone you're in, there's actually an afternoon hockey game for you as well. Edmonton and Montreal are playing at 5 o'clock Eastern. They're playing an early game, like Edmonton in that one on the road. In fact, if you look across the five-game slate in the NHL tonight, I like all of the road teams with the exception of Colorado that I already told you that I think they're going to take care of business against the Kings. And then speaking of Colorado, and you talked about perhaps a monkey knife fight, little player prop or something you want to jump in on DK Sportsbook. Giannis Donskoy of the Colorado Avalanche has 15 goals on the season. However, he has yet to tally a goal since he came back to the team after a 2.5-week hiatus. He was unavailable to them from April 13th until finally returning on April 30th. And since he came back on the 30th, he has not scored. And this is a guy that knows how to score for this team. He was doing it early and often in the season. And I think this is one of those that's just due. I think this guy is due to be able to put the puck in the back of the net. So I want to jump on Giannis Donskoy to be able to score a goal in tonight's game against the Kings. And how about a bonus time NBA, Brad?
Yeah, let's do it.
Rui Hachimura over on a 0.53.
Yeah!
All I need from you, Rui, is 1 3-pointer tonight, baby. And the juice isn't really all that bad on this one. For him to be able to knock down A3 is just a -117. So I'm jumping on him to drain one from outside.
Yeah, that's a bet we have featured on this broadcast before. And then Rui like came down with some illness and he didn't play for back-to-back games. I tailed it again the second time. Let's go back. Third time's going to be the charm. Rui's going to get it done. We just need one measly three for the former Gonzaga Bulldog. All right, let me get a couple of bonus times before I get out of here. Let's stick with the NBA theme. I got a pair of Blazers I really like tonight against the Jazz. Give me CJ McCollum over 2.5 made triples at -125. He's done this in three of his last six, and he's done it in both contests against the Jazz earlier this season, hitting three and also three in each of those games. So Utah, number two in the NBA in three-point percentage D. Yusuf Nurkic, give me the over on 3.5 dimes in that same contest against the Jazz. He has gone over this in three straight games, and he's had a nickel, 5, 5, and 5 in the assist category in each of those games. He had four assists on April 8th against Utah in 22 minutes, and I think he's going to do it again. And then in baseball, give me the under on Brandon Woodruff, 7.5 strikeouts at +115, Lundy. Ooh, get seduced by that juice going up against the St. Louis Cardinals. He's been over this total three times this season, but that came against the Cubs not once but twice. We know they're swinging and missing issues. And the other one came against the Philadelphia Phillies, who are way up there in K rate. St. Louis, they are one of the better teams in making contact in Major League Baseball, number 22 in strikeout rate and number 27 in swinging strike percentage in terms of being on the low side. So I think Woodruff is right at 6 or 7 Ks at plus odds. I will definitely sip on that Brew Crew offering. And there you have it. That is a wrap on today's edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. You can follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to score a sweet subscription discount today. And until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.